better to track all the bills. This time around, my colleague Michael Schaus, who is far more educated in the ways of Photoshop, et cetera, has prepared it, and it just looks phenomenal. It'll be mobile-friendly as well. What it is, essentially, is our take on the bills that speak to us. We typically identify 100 to 120 bills throughout the session concerning transparency, school choice, government union reforms, tax spending. So if you want to know where we stand on a particular issue, you can go to our legislative tracker anytime. I've been told to expect a soft launch tomorrow, which will provide us the weekend to fix any kinks, but hopefully it'll be all live and ready to go come Monday. And I urge everybody listening to follow our legislative tracker, to sign up for our email updates. You'll receive calls to action when certain bills are being debated. And we really hope to kind of bring out the activists.
By the way, we have less than a minute. I just want you to give the details of the Legislative Citizen Bootcamp. I think that's so vitally important. Tell people how they can access it, where they can go, when they can go.
Yes, thank you. Monday, 3 p.m. is when we're doing it. You can go to nevadapolicy.org, click on the events page, and RSVP on that first item. Again, it is the Legislative Citizen Boot Camp occurring Monday at 3 p.m. All the public is invited, but we will have a bias towards freer markets naturally.
Daniel, have a great weekend, my friend. We will talk next week. Or if major news breaks, I know that you'll be breaking into our programming with the very, very latest. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. And have yourself
Thank
a wonderful
you.
Weekend.
See you.
There you go. That's Daniel Honcharoo. He is Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI. And by the way, this special Nevada Policy Research Institute report is brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop, also by Nevada Trucking Association. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue. It is Thursday. We are inching ever closer to the weekend on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
At 3:31, as we check out our traffic cams, you are bumper to bumper right now as you try to work your way there on Interstate 15 northbound. Well, it's between Flamingo and Sahara is the heaviest flows there on Interstate 15 northbound. Also, you're slow 15 north at Bonanza as you try to get off the freeway there. Look for some congestion there on the Southern Beltway. 215 south at Pebble, 215 west at Gibson. Those lane restrictions continue up in the northwest, 215 westbound at Tenaya. Remember the road work on St. Rose Parkway westbound, that's between the 215 and Interstate 15. Yeah, the right lane is closed in that area.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. UNLV basketball, they get back at it coming up on Saturday and Monday when they are going to match up against Air Force. We do have Mountain West basketball tonight. Two games in Laramie. Wyoming is hosting Colorado State. And in Fresno, Fresno State at home against Utah State. The only game that was scheduled yesterday was San Diego State against New Mexico. That game was canceled. And at this point, it looks like New Mexico's season could potentially be over because they don't have enough players to continue on. The Vegas Golden Knights should return to play tomorrow when they match up against the Kings. It's not clear if they will have head coach Pete DeBoer available. He was not with the team in practice yesterday as he remains in COVID isolation. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
shop casual and luxe essentials at Macy's one-day sale. Going on now with deals of the day like 40 to 50% off stylish looks for him and her. Discover dazzling fine jewelry 45 to 70% off. And refresh your beauty routine with 25 to 50% off select fragrances and cosmetics. Plus, get your online orders fast with contact-free curbside pickup, or you can pick them up inside the store. For details, visit Macy's.com. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Any credit card can offer cash back, but only Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. It's like getting one of those birthday cards that's shaped like cash, so you already know there's cash inside before opening it. But in this case, it's stuffed with your first year cash back match, and you don't even have to send a thank you note. Cash back match. Only by Discover Card. Learn more at discover.com/match. Discover. Something brighter.
In 2020, Nevadans faced unprecedented government overreach and has had a devastating effect on our economy, on the livelihoods of countless Nevadans, and on our basic foundational freedoms. And now, of course, as lawmakers deal with the fiscal realities of shutting down an entire economy, they're getting ready to ask you, the very Nevadans who are suffering the most right now, to cough up even more of your hard-earned dollars to fix their mistakes. The Clark County Education Association wants to make Nevada's average sales tax the highest in the nation, and that's just the beginning. You can be sure government agencies, lobbyists, and unions will be out in force to make sure that their priorities are put ahead of yours. That's why Nevada Policy will be on the ground in Carson City this legislative session, making sure struggling Nevadans, not government insiders, are put first in the 2021 session. Partner with us today, and let's rebuild this great state. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and join our effort. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It has been a tumultuous day in the United States House of Representatives. They're dealing with Marjorie Taylor Greene, the kind of a whack job Republican from Georgia, who has said some just bizarre stuff. Not all of it, though, obviously, during her time in Washington. But I want to go to cut two, because Marjorie Taylor Greene addressed the House of Representatives earlier today. They are voting right now on whether to remove her from her committee assignments. They can't kick her out of the Congress. They don't have the votes to do that. But they may have the votes to strip her of all of her assignments, her committee assignments. This is Marjorie Taylor Greene. Give her a listen. This is kind of one of those we report, you decide moments. This was the bulk of her speech today, addressing the House of Representatives. Here we go.
I decided to run for Congress because I wanted to help our country. I want Americans to have our American dream. I want to protect our freedoms. This is what I ran for Congress on. I never once said during my entire campaign, QAnon, I never once said any of the things that I am being accused of today during my campaign. I never said any of these things since I have been elected for Congress. These were words of the past, and these things do not represent me. They do not represent my district, and they do not represent my values. Here's what I can tell you. I am beyond grateful for this opportunity, and I'll tell you why. I believe in God with all my heart, and I'm so grateful to be humbled to be reminded that I'm a sinner and that Jesus died on the cross to forgive me for my sins. And this is something that I absolutely rejoice in today to tell you all. And I think it's important for all of us to remember none of us are perfect. None of us are. And none of us can even come close to earning our way into heaven just by our acts and our works. But it's only through the grace of God. And this is why I will tell you, as a member of this Congress, the 117th Congress, I am a passionate person. I'm a competitor. I'm a fighter. I will work with you for good things for the people of this country. But the things I will not stand for is abortion. I think it's the worst thing this country has ever committed. And if we are to say in God we trust, how do we murder God's creation in the womb? Another thing I will say to this body is I want to work with all of you for our people. It should be America first always. Always. And there's nothing wrong with that. And if this Congress is to tolerate members that condone riots that have hurt American people, attacked police officers, occupied federal property, burned businesses and cities, but yet wants to condemn me and crucify me in the public square for words that I said and I regret a few years ago, then I think we are in a real big problem, a very big problem. What shall we do as Americans? Shall we stay divided like this? Will we allow the media that is just as guilty as QAnon of presenting truth and lies to divide us? Will we allow ourselves to be addicted to hate and hating one another? I hope not. Because that's not the future I want for my children, and it's not the future I want for any of your children. I yield back my time. Thank you.
Thank you. Marjorie Taylor Greene. Again, we report, you decide. I'm going to open up our phone lines, and they're still voting right now. It looks like she will be stripped of her committee assignments. Six Republicans are voting with 216 Democrats to do that. And Adam Kinzinger is one of them, the turncoat from Illinois. He'll get primaried. You watch and see. He will get a big-time primary, and it will probably be supported by Donald Trump. You just wait and see. Stay where you are. You want to join us, want to be a part of the show, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I don't agree with anything this woman has said. Any of this weird stuff. 9/11 was created. Planes didn't really fly in to the World Trade Center. I mean, it's stuff that, to the naked eye, you say, that's not true. Anyway, we'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 a.m. 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Brr, it's starting to get colder, but I'm always hesitant to turn on the heater for the first time every winter. This year, I'm more confident. I called Home Air Conditioning at 702-878-8367. They came over, did a 21-point safety and efficiency check on my system for just $59, and their technicians are so helpful. With Home Air, it's not a sales pitch like at most national chains and box stores. Call Danny. She can set up a safety inspection for residents all over the Vegas Valley. That's Home Air Conditioning at 702-878-8367, or go to homeairlv.com, license 51994.
Call the experts at Home Air Conditioning.
Don't let the sharks take advantage of you before you overpay that national chain or big box store. Call Home Air Conditioning for an estimate on a new air conditioning system with easy financing available. Apply online at homeairlv.com. And remember, at Home Air Conditioning, second opinions are always free. Call Danny at 702-878-8367. License number 51994. Call 702-878-8367.
Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casale and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a healthcare plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group can provide you with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best networks in the valley. Call 702-396-9449. I'm going to give you that number again. 702-396-9449. Call the MultiCare Group. Do it right now. Marjorie Taylor Greene is just about to be stripped of her committee assignments in the House of Representatives. They're having a House vote right now. We'll give you the results here. I do know that eight Republicans have voted with the Democrats to strip her of those committee assignments. It's weird because last night, Sean Hannity, this is cut one, by the way. This is cut one. Sean Hannity did a really nice job of essentially saying, I don't believe anything this woman says, but what they're doing to her is probably wrong. But she says there's no real conservative support for Marjorie Taylor Greene or her bizarre views. Listen to this.
Now, Taylor Greene is a freshman lawmaker. I'm sure probably till just maybe last week, many of you had never heard her name, as she has been on the job a whopping 1 month. She was elected from a district in North Georgia with an impressive 74% of the vote. Now, despite widespread reports about Taylor Greene's support of QAnon and other conspiracy theories, The voters went out and voted. In other words, it appears the voters in her district, they knew about some of her beliefs, and they still decided to put her in office. Very high percentage. Now, Democrats, they're trying to block her representation in committees and the will of her voters because of these beliefs. Now, we've done some our own research. We've learned that Taylor Greene previously said that a plane did not hit the Pentagon on 9/11. Sorry, but we all know as a fact that a plane did hit the Pentagon, and it was real. In fact, we lost a good friend of this show that day. You might remember Barbara Olson. She was on the plane. A terrorist crashed into the Pentagon. 2018, Taylor Greene apparently said that California wildfires were started by a space laser controlled by some kind of evil corporate cabal, which my mind is not exactly true, and I have no earthly clue whatsoever what would cause someone to believe such a thing. Also recently disturbing, a video surfaced showing Taylor Greene chasing down and kind of berating a kid that survived the Parkland shooting, school shooting. They lost friends that day, and she accused him of being a trained actor. I'm sorry, I don't go there. I think kids are off the table. Poor kid had been through hell. The families who lost loved ones, they're all watching this. Adults, my view, I don't care whether you're Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative, I think we leave the kids alone, and the people of this country are allowed to have different views. And frankly, it might surprise some of you, I actually am encouraged by any young people being engaged in the political process, regardless of whether they're a liberal or conservative. Remember Winston Churchill, if you're 20 and not a liberal, you don't have a heart. If you're 40 and not a conservative, you don't have a brain. Okay, so you hope there's an evolution, but the interest is key to have more representation and a better well-informed electorate. Now, from my perspective, there's not a single conservative I know that shares those conspiratorial beliefs or supports the action confronting young people claiming that a school shooting that happened didn't happen. I don't know a single conservative or a single Republican, frankly, that even knows what QAnon even is, let alone buys into whatever those beliefs are.
That was Sean Hannity last night on his show on Fox News Channel, and I'll just tell you, he was spot on. He was spot on. Stay where you are. When we come back, this is going to be bizarre. They asked President Trump, former President Trump, to testify at his own impeachment trial. He has since said no. One of his attorneys was on with Lou Dobbs. You'll hear from him from last night, Lou Dobbs on Fox Business Channel. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local with Kevin Wall, brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. I promised I'd let you hear from David Schoen. He is going to be one of the former president's attorneys at the trial. The impeachment trial. He was on with Lou Dobbs last night, and he questions the very constitutionality, the authority to hold a Trump trial. Listen.
I certainly stand by all of the constitutional claims. This Senate has absolutely no jurisdiction to conduct these proceedings. They're unlawful proceedings. The Constitution is quite clear on the issue. A number of scholars have debated the issue, but if you go to the language of the Constitution, it's clear that, and everyone knows, the impeachment proceeding is intended for the removal of office of a sitting officer. The impeachment occurred occurs in the House, of course. That occurred while President Trump was president. But they held the articles until he was no longer president. Trial didn't begin. There's absolutely no jurisdiction in the Senate to try former President Trump than there is any other citizen in the country. And I would suggest to you that if you think any citizen in the country ought to be hauled off the street and brought before the Senate for a trial, by the way, lacking in all due process, then we've got a very sad situation, dangerous situation in this country. And I want to say this about the due process. We're now 6 days away from this trial. 6 days away from this trial. We have absolutely no guidance as to the rules that will apply. We know it's a free-for-all in there with no rules of evidence, but we don't know yet whether they intend to call witnesses, how much time is going to be given to the sides, nothing about this thing. And it's really incredible. But this is why they want this proceeding to go on now, because especially before the evidence comes in. This is a complete rush to judgment. Everyone in the country now knows that the evidence is developing, that what happened at the Capitol was pre-planned. More and more evidence comes out every day. They want to rush this thing to trial before the evidence really comes out. That's not the American way.
And I absolutely agree with David Schoen. He is the attorney for former President Trump. And I'm just going to tell you, Pat Leahy, a senator from Vermont, is going to preside. Does he get to wear a black robe? Guess not. It's just unbelievable. This is a kangaroo court of the First Order. This is so blatantly unconstitutional. But you know the question I keep asking myself, and I would ask it of David Schoen if he were here. Why hasn't somebody gone to court to stop this? Why hasn't somebody gone to the Supreme Court to get somebody to stop this? I mean, it's just ridiculous. For instance, is Pat Leahy, normally a judge in most proceedings, is impartial. He doesn't take one side or the other. In this particular case, he is a a Democrat who has voted for impeachment. He has gone on record as saying he thinks the president is the former president is guilty. Now, coming up a little bit later on in the show, I'm going to let you hear from Gloria Borger. She's a talking head on CNN. Needless to say, she does not agree with David Chong. But I keep asking the question, on the president's side, how come somebody hasn't made a move to stop this? Now, obviously, the Senate can do what the Senate wants to do. And the president can either, you know, put up a defense or not. And just say, just declare this thing unconstitutional and go on your way. You're never going to get a conviction. Coming up, Pat Casal, owner of the MultiCare Group and a political insider in the state of Nevada. We'll talk about day four of the Nevada legislature. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670.